Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. We got a great show for you today. You know, Rush Limbaugh, he had this thing, didn't he? See, I told you so. In fact, he wrote a book about it. But I get to say it today. See, I told you so. House Republicans calling foul because Tina Kotek does, but Democrat liars do. They lie. And guess what happened? House Republicans look like the fools that they are. I'm sorry, folks. I'm gonna say it like it is. They bought the line that, yeah, we can, if we stick around and not walk out, let the Democrats have their way while we're protesting as they pass all these bad legislation that'll never get rescinded by the people. And we get our $2 million pork for our districts, each of us. And we get to have an equal say in drawing the new district lines for the House and the Senate, and more importantly for Congress. They actually believed it. And now they're crying foul. And now, according to the House Republican leader, Christine Drazen, she now is saying, according to the Willamette Week article, she's suggesting that they could walk out over it now. Little too late, Christine. A little too late. You know, the opportunity for you to walk out was before you even began the legislative session and you accepted rules that would have fined you $500 a day. Wasn't it Shakespeare that said, "I think thou protestest too much, Christine. You're foolish." And you led your entire Republican caucus right behind you as lambs to be slaughtered. And now you're going to be slaughtered because Tina Kotek went back on her word. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're also going to talk about, well, we have a great interview with Joel Oatman. This is who we tried to get yesterday. He's an entrepreneur, a techie guy from Colorado. He's founder of the Conservative Daily, which is a large conservative advocacy and news organization. And he's one of the hosts of the Conservative Daily podcast. It's one of the most popular political podcasts in the United States. Now, I've been on that just recently, as a matter of fact. But he's most famous, or infamous, I suppose, depending on your point of view. He's the guy who, he's been involved in election integrity. He's the guy who came forward with Dr. Eric Coomer's information. You know, the guy from Dominion Voting Systems? We're going to talk with him about this because this issue is not going away. We're going to talk with him about what's going on, kind of what's the latest, what he expects might come out of the audits, perhaps in Arizona, maybe other places, where he thinks we can go from here. That's at the bottom of the hour today. So if you want to get in and talk about the House Republicans looking like Charlie Brown, again, being fooled by Lucy, who never lets Charlie Brown kick the football. Yeah, if you want to talk about that, it's easy. Pick up the phone, call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line, or emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And by the way, there is a fascinating story. In the Willamette Week, a progressive biologist from Portland is one of the nation's leading advocates for ivermectin. Now, that's the headline. The sub-headline is because of people like Brett Weinstein, a drug meant for 1,000-pound animals is flying off the shelves in feed stores. Now, what they're... So, this article is half-hit piece on very progressive leftist Brett Weinstein and half admiration. Brett Weinstein and his life, or wife rather, they, he's an evolutionary biologist with a PhD. And he studied and taught at two of the nation's two most liberal universities. And he was an Occupy Wall Street guy. You would think that he's not likely to be pushing, and I would have thought this, ivermectin. In fact, they start off with the article, the loudest COVID-19 vaccine skeptic in Oregon, question mark. You might think it's pistol-packing, Trump-loving talk radio host Lars Larson. Or maybe Baker City Mayor Kerry McQuiston, whose opposition to mask and vaccine mandates is stoking her run for governor. You'd be wrong. Instead, the loudest voice may be that of a Toyota-driving Bernie, bro. At least it's not a Subaru. Just kidding, folks. No offense to you who drive Subarus. At least it's not... a Toyota-driving Bernie bro who lives near Lewis and Clark College, an evolutionary biologist with a PhD who studied and taught at two of the nation's most liberal universities and participated in Occupy Wall Street. His name is Brett Weinstein, and he makes his living preaching the dangers of COVID-19 vaccines, while extolling ivermectin, a controversial drug often used to deworm horses. Now, the picture... They say a picture is worth a thousand words, right? So the picture in this Willamette Week article is under the headlines, there's a horse with its mouth wide open like it's laughing. What they do in this article is they manage to, and by the way, this guy and his wife, who's also equally, Heather Hying, equally far left, person. They have been on Tucker Carlson's show. They've been on Real Time with Bill Maher. And of course, he was on the Dark Horse podcast, which is their own podcast. And they have 382,000 subscribers on YouTube alone. But his biggest fan is Joe Rogan, who's host of the most popular podcast, apparently, in the U.S. He's appeared with him four times there, including a June 2020 show that got almost 8 million views on YouTube. Now, that's a lot, folks. The bottom line is then they go on to roundly discredit the idea that people are misusing ivermectin because they say it's a drug meant for 1,000-pound animals and it's flying off the shelf. And people are using it. And they claim that there's all kinds of overdoses of people that are taking ivermectin. Now, you can claim anything you want. But the reality is that ivermectin is used successfully for, and they acknowledge this in the article, it's used successfully for all kinds of human ailments, river blindness, all kinds of parasites. And they're calling him, this progressive professor, P.T. Barnum. the huckster, right? Promoter. Then they give the history of ivermectin. If you read it in this story, it's really interesting. And they say that the idea that ivermectin might be used to prevent or cure COVID appears to have started with a 2020 study in Australia, where researchers exposed coronavirus to ivermectin in a petri dish and stopped it from multiplying. Now, they say that, well, that's, they gave lethal doses. If a human being took that much ivermectin, it would kill him. Okay. The FDA says they've warned people not to take the drug because there's, listen to this, scant evidence that it works against COVID-19. They don't say that there's no evidence. And in fact, I had a study that I found in Michigan by a prestigious university that said, you know, we've looked at people in these double-blind studies that are using ivermectin versus placebo. And the ivermectin people, none of them got COVID. The placebo group did at a normal rate. They're going to talk about the promising Egyptian study that was pulled amid charges of plagiarism and flawed data. In humans, ivermectin cream is used to treat head lice and the skin condition rosacea. So it's been used, but they say the human formulation requires a prescription. But you can't get them. Now, why can't you get them? Well, I will tell you, having heard from a pharmacist, and if there is a pharmacist listening and you'd like to call in, I'd love to hear from you. This pharmacist told me you just can't get it. All of a sudden, the supply is simply not there. Now, the question is, why? Think about it. Nationally, they say ivermectin, the story writes, ivermectin exposure cases jumped 163% in the first 8 months of the year. According to the American Association of Poison Control, people who take horse-sized doses of ivermectin can be in for a wild ride. Well, duh, you don't take horse-sized amounts of ivermectin, nor do you for cows, nor do you for swine. You take the dose they are already given human beings. But of course, they don't say that in the article. Because Willamette Week, being Willamette Week, only wants to smear. It's an interesting thing. A far left progressive professor is the leading advocate for ivermectin in Oregon. Republicans getting lied to and now crying foul.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
23 minutes past the top of the hour. Again, at the bottom of the hour, Joel Oatman joins us. He's the guy who blew the whistle on Dr. Eric Coomer in Dominion Voting Systems. I'm going to talk with him about that, what it means for elections in America, and maybe right here in Oregon. In the meantime, this is your opportunity to call. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Freedom Heating and Air is this great Salem-based company. And they are great. They believe in freedom. They've stuck with us, and we've stuck with them. Because, you see, they get people who harass them because they advertised on this conservative talk radio station. They're passionate defenders of liberty. That's that thing that binds us all together. And we're going to stick with them. And like the person I met at the Medical Freedom Rally on Saturday, who said he specifically, because of this radio show, did business with Freedom Heating and Air, and he said he loved it. They were great to work with. Maybe that ought to give you some confidence maybe it's just time for you to upgrade your heating and cooling system. Maybe it's time for you to get it just routine maintenance. Or maybe you're looking for a new job because they're looking for new people. Because they do a really good job of taking care of their customers. That ought to give you confidence that you can deal with Freedom Heating and Air, and you can walk away like the customer did who introduced himself to me on Saturday, who was very happy with working with Freedom Heating and Air. Give them a call, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Lee had sent me, by the way, Sheriff Bowen's speech Saturday over in LeGrand. He's Union County Sheriff. And it's gone viral, folks. He made it clear in no uncertain terms. He is not enforcing any of Kate Brown's mandates, period. Good for him. We need more sheriffs like that. Let's go to the phones. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning, brother.
Hey, Jeff. So did that article include what happened in India? Because they used ivermectin to treat people who had COVID, but they were also using it as a therapeutic. And their rate of COVID and cure skyrocketed. I mean, it worked really well there. But of course, they would much rather have us take the poke and then to use something that's least expensive. And from what I understand, one of the drug companies is working on their own generic ivermectin pill. So they can charge us an arm and a leg for it and, of course, get rich on it. So stay tuned to that. You know, then it'll be, oh, this is a great cure and stuff like that. Once the pharmaceutical company develops that generic. But the ivermectin has proven effective in humans for, like you said, lots of different ailments, included the COVID thing. And it's just a rotten shame that instead of saving lives, certain news departments would like to tell half of the story instead of the whole story.
Well, the answer to your question is no, the Willamette Week story did not include anything about the India, the reality that in India they are the largest, the story that we covered that is still up on the Gateway Pundit, that largest, what would it, it's a state that has 241 million people living in it, Art. That's huge.
Yeah.
241 million people. Has adopted ivermectin as part of their COVID protocol. They have virtually zero cases. Out of 241 million people, they got 269 cases. Period. And yet other Indian states who have not adopted it have very high case rates. Nobody wants to talk about that. And Willamette Week, of course, would never do the research to figure that out. And they're going to try to bury it anyway.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, we must give people the poke, even though people are actually dying from it or becoming disabled, heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, we know that certain individuals have suffered tremendously from the poke, and not using, you know, the therapeutics like ivermectin. And of course, yeah, if you don't know what the hell you're, if it's not prescribed by a doctor, you know, the possibility of you overdosing and stuff like that is there. But that's only happening, Jeff, because the government and the news media is, you know, making ivermectin out as an evil drug.
Just like they did hydroxychloroquine that has been used successfully, and we know it has. Thanks, Art. I appreciate it. At the bottom of the hour here, we have Joel Oltman joining us. Don't go away. This is an important interview about voter integrity. Pfeiffer Roofing has this new product called RoofMax, folks. You hear me talk about it. It's for real. It rejuvenates your dying asphalt shingle roof. It has a 5-year guarantee. It's soybean-based product, and they just spray it on. It's that simple. It may extend the life of your roof, and best of all, it is done at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. So why don't you check it out? Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. They're here in Salem. They've been in business since 1978. Second-generation family-owned company. PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Give them a call. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. 503-647-4745. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us 24 minutes before the top of the hour here on Political Coffee. We are connected to Joel Oltman, although I think we're having difficulty hearing him. Joe, can you hear us? And for some reason, we're not hearing him. Producer Phil will have to work on that. Joe, by the way, is infamous in some circles, famous in our circles, those of us who believe in election integrity, being the guy who exposed Dr. Eric Coomer of Dominion Voting Systems. He's also a tech entrepreneur.
Hi, you've reached Joe. Please leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Definitely. Attention to. So we will continue to try to connect up with him as we go along here. We definitely want to talk with him. In the meantime, we are talking about a couple of other things. The House and Senate Republicans are crying foul. See, I told you so. I use Rush Limbaugh's limerick. I told you this would happen. They actually believed the Democrats would give them a fair shot at redistricting. They actually believed it. How many times do they have to be lied to by the Democrats before they realize they really are Charlie Brown, being lied to constantly by Lucy, never letting him kick the football? And Christine Drazen is now threatening, the House Republican leader. She is now threatening to walk out. Something she should have done in the very beginning before they passed the gun storage bill that took away our rights to defend our family and our home. and makes us criminal felons because we're carrying a legal concealed weapon near a government property that has banned them. Yeah, she could have walked out over that. Or maybe the carbon tax bill. Oh, it isn't really a carbon tax bill. You know, that's the one that Republicans walked out successfully over previously, right? And they went ahead and passed. Or how about all of the other stuff, like mandating transgender teaching in K-12 schools? No, we wouldn't want to do that. No, we're going to stand and we're going to fight. That's what they told the Republicans. We stood and we fight. And we know we stood and we fought a battle that we knew we were going to lose. But we stood and we fought anyway. That's what they're telling the constituents. But what they're not telling the constituents is they got bought off in the Senate with $4 million apiece of COVID money. And in the House, they got bought off with $2 million apiece COVID money. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. No, now they're crying foul. This is awful. This is horrible. They lied to us. This is who Tina Kotek is. She's running for governor. And Christine Drazen thinks that she's going to really hurt Tina Kotek. You know what? The average person listening to me right now doesn't care about redistricting. You should, but they don't. And you know why they don't care? Because it doesn't rise to the level of vaccine mandates or illegal aliens pouring across the southern border, not being vaccinated, not being tested for COVID. And it doesn't rise to the level of inflation that we're seeing and feeling at the gas pump, at the grocery store. And it doesn't rise to the level of what we have been polling and we know is true, and other groups have been polling and we know is true, is that Oregon is lawless. And 100 consecutive nights of rioting in downtown Portland proved that. And it continues as Portland continues to look like Tijuana today. Just drive down there and take a look for yourself, folks. And the homelessness everywhere. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars in Oregon. And I'm not kidding. It's hundreds of millions. It's been documented on homeless programs. And you know what we're doing? We're just shifting them from one spot to the other. That's what the average person cares about. They care about what's happening in their world. They don't care Christine or Fred, the Senate Republican leader, sold us out also. They don't care about redistricting. It isn't going to be an issue you're going to be able to use effectively against Democrats in an election. You think it is, but you are so devoid of reality. And you know, and I'm going to tell you, I got a text from Dale. It said, Oregon Republicans nauseated me. Drazen in particular, arrogant and belligerent, she turned out to be towards her own constituents. I've suspected all along that Bill Post announced retirement because of the level of hell he caught over his backstabbing of Nierman. Yeah, maybe. Or it could be that Bill is just sick of Christine Drazen. Look, folks. You got to look at this map that the Democrats are going to ram through. Unless, of course, Christine Drazen actually gets some titanium spine in her and walks out and stops the redistricting process. I mean, heck, you can't hurt yourself any more, Christine, than you already have. Because you actually believe these people and now you're crying foul that they lied to you? Hello? People look at you and think, what kind of judgment do you have? These are Democrats. It's common sense. How many times have I said this to you all? And you know this. If you were a Democrat, heck, if you're a Republican and you were in the Democrat's shoes, Would you give up power by allowing the other party to you agree to a map of redistricting that allows you to lose power and the other side to win power? Would you do that? No. Do you know how I know that? Because I was in that position in 2001, folks, when I served in the Oregon House of Representatives and Republicans had control of the House and the Senate with a Democrat governor. I was in that very position. And I'm telling you, we were not going to give up any power to the Democrats. And of course, they vetoed the bill. That's actually when the Democrats walked out on us, because we decided to do it as a referral, send it out to the people for a vote. And this makes my point. We knew that if the people voted on a redistricting plan, they would just vote for it because they don't care. It means nothing to them. It doesn't affect their daily life. Now, it does in reality, but people aren't thinking that way, especially today. That was 2001. You fast forward to 20 years. I mean, back then, we didn't have Facebook. Back then, we didn't have cell phones that are, you know, many gigabyte computers. Instagram, Twitter. The culture was different back then. Today, it's even worse. I will tell you, we Republicans did not cede ground, and Democrats aren't either. That's why Tina Kotek is showing her true colors. She is who she is. She's a Democrat, leftist, progressive. Now, so here's the choice. The choice is simply this. If Christine Drazen walks out and shuts down this special session, it then goes to guess who? It goes to the Secretary of State, which is exactly what happened to us when John Kitzhaber vetoed our redistricting program. Because, you see, the Democrats walked out, and the Senate president eventually got cold feet or got bought off, whichever. He later got a very cushy six-figure job appointed by Democrat governor. I wonder how that works. Anyway, they decided, no, we're coming back in. Came back in, passed our plan. Kitzhaber vetoed it. It went to Bill Bradbury, former hippie leftist Secretary of State, who drew the very lines that we've been living under for 20 years. And now, if Christine Drazen walks out, it goes to Secretary of State Shamia Fagan. Now, who would you rather have drawing the lines? Because the plan they have, you'll love this new district, they take people from Bend and they extend them all the way over the Cascades into Portland. They make sure that five out of six congressional districts touch into Portland. Now, that is unconstitutional, and it violates all kinds of laws because those are not communities of common interest. You tell me what a rancher has. You tell me what the people of Bend have other than liberal thought. But the people in Portland. At any rate, that's what Shamia Fagan would be allowed to approve or maybe even make worse. So who's worse? Is it Tina Kotek, who's a very smart leftist, or Shamia Fagan, who's a not-so-smart communist? Because that's really the difference between the two. Who would you rather have? You know what? It doesn't matter. Either way, we lose. And we lost Christine Drazen and Fred Gerard. Not walking out from the beginning. They set the tone what we get to live with for the next 10 years. Their cries of foul are hollow. Like they're affecting the bathroom. No, that's not poverty. Hating believers have light on the dark.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 9 minutes till the top of the hour. Moment with Pat and Rebecca. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Whether you are thinking of buying or selling a home, why don't you talk to or seek the counsel of a friend who happens to know the housing market better than the back of her hand? That's Rebecca Donaldson, folks. She's the gold-winning real estate broker who won Best of the Willamette Valley. She's ready to help. Why don't you give her a call, 503-269-0747, 503-269-0747. You can check out her website, which is rebeccasgothouses.com, rebeccasgothouses.com. Let's go to, speaking of Rebecca, hey, Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. I want to thank you for your role in helping me get involved with Oregon Citizens Lobby. Oregon Citizens Lobby, the goal of it is to make sure every bill gets read by regular people. I discovered that we could read the bills. It was wonderful meeting together once a week in to talk to each other about it. It was wonderful getting to use the tool that was developed for us so that we could analyze the bills. And it was wonderful going around and talking with the legislators. Now, one of the things that happened to me one day as I was going lobbying, just talking to legislators about something, I don't even remember what, that one of the aides was just staring at me hard while I was talking, and she suddenly blurted out, "When we get done forming the one-party system, we're not going to have to deal with folks like you anymore." And that about sums it up in my mind.
So, wow. So this has been going on a long time, hasn't it?
Oh, like you said, it was going on when you were a legislator, and it's going on definitely now. It's they do not want us there. It's been going on since the Democrats ran slavery. The Democrat Party was formed to promote slavery in America. So it has functioned as a totalitarian system from its very inception. They blame America for everything they do. The Democrat Party is the one that that took the land from the Cherokees, and today they blame America for it. They never blame themselves.
And no, always, of course not.
They always look at America as being the system that they hate because there's too much freedom here. If you just get involved with Oregon Citizens Lobby and start doing the things that make us a free nation, which is what I discovered in Oregon Citizens Lobby. I discovered a system by which I could be involved doing the things that make us a free nation, giving an avenue to speak at hearings. And I learned in Oregon Citizens Lobby, I learned how to speak in hearings. The first few hearings I went to, my heart was beating so hard I could hardly even stand it. And I had to take a piece of paper and write down every word I was going to say. But before long, I was able to begin speaking without notes or anything, because the hearings, every single hearing that I went to, if I hadn't even read the bill before I got to the hearing, by the time I heard all the negative testimony from other people, I knew exactly what I wanted to say.
There you go. Well, that's a testament to what we're able to do at the Oregon Citizens Lobby. And I am indeed appreciative that you told that story. Rebecca, I need to let you go because I want to move on to Rich here. Before I do that, I want to remind you that Eric Azer is a contractor that you can trust. And he does an incredibly good job, he and his team, because they respect you and they live their faith in how they treat you as a customer. That's why the name of his company is Righteous Renovations. RighteousRenovations.com is the website, RighteousRenovations.com. And there you'll see the testimonials of very satisfied customers and some before and after pictures of some of the great work they've done in specializing in kitchen and bathroom remodels that don't disrupt your life. Check it out, RighteousRenovations.com. Rich, good morning. What's on your mind?
Morning. The other dovetailing into what Rebecca said, Kate Brown, by signing that order to where the kids don't have to meet those requirements for high school, she's just empowering them to read, or not empowering them, she's telling them that blacks and Mexicans are too stupid to pass the test.
Well, that's really the message that comes through, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's insulting. If I were black or Hispanic, I would be deeply insulted by this.
I'd be more than insulted by it. I'd be enraged to protest or do something.
Well,
some of the sharpest people I've run into in my career have been black, Mexican, and Asians, as well as whites. But it seems that there's a lot of Asians, Mexicans, and blacks that are very sharp. And if I was bringing up my kids, and if I was of that race, I'd be just totally steaming about this to the Democrat Party. I'd be walking out and burning my Democrat card and say, I'm no longer your slave.
Well, I hope that's what happens. I hope enough people are waking up, truly, Rich. And this vaccine mandate is a piece of that puzzle. And that's the whole reason we do this show.
I mean,
talk about these issues.
Just like Cascade Schools got all these kids tearing apart the bathrooms and no one seems to care.
That ain't good. That ain't good at all.
We need to have OSHA and Oregon Health Authority investigated.
Indeed. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you calling. Folks, we are near the end of the show. Philip writes an email and says, the scientist that found ivermectin worked well against coronavirus came to the conclusion that although they used high doses, you wouldn't need such a high dose that's toxic to humans, because humans would have their own immune system available to defeat coronavirus, while ivermectin weakened coronavirus. Well said, Philip. Well said. That's the reality, folks. And I'm glad that we have smart people in the audience to look at that stuff. In fact, Rich had sent me an email. He had sent to both her and Senator Girard. He said, I'm sending this, you know, that it was sent to Senator Girard. The disappointment in the whole GOP on this and the increase in taxes, the move of believing the Dems, it's just egregious. He writes to Senator Girard, it seems your gamble was in vain. Sorry, but any of us could have told you this was a con on the part of the Dems. The you and your in the above statement is not a personal you, but is a generic you to all of those of you who believed the Dems. And then Julie writes an email, expectations, the headline. So the Democrats lied. What can you expect from a group who cannot tell the difference between bridle reins used by the mounted police on the border, whips not used by the same group? Thank you, Julie. Thank you all. I appreciate you listening today. Keep fighting and believing for what you know is right. Keep praying that those in power will come to the realization.